here's a distinction that we now want to draw. And I'm going to call it the distinction between data and information. Information turns out to be a technical term in this field, and we're going to start developing what we mean by information. Suppose that we've got a sequence of messages which are only yays and nays. I don't know, they're the reports of votes of the Congress on the appropriation bills or something like that. One person after the next stands up and says yay or nay, and somebody else writes down yay or nay to keep a record. So this is a message sequence, is what we'll call. What does it take to write this message down in bits? Well, if you just write down literally what people are saying, yay, nay, 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 yay, nay, 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 yay, nay, and you type them into the computer, Y-E-A-N-A-Y, and so on, we know that each letter is 8 bits. So it's 24 bits per word, right? If that's the way you represented the sequence of messages. But obviously there's a lot less information being conveyed than 24 bits per character. There's really only 1 bit per message being produced, 1 bit of information. That's all you care about is whether somebody said yay or nay, and that's only a single, you only need a single bit to record that. So the information in this sequence of messages is 1 bit per message, even though if you just wrote it down literally in ASCII, it would take you 24 bits per message. So the entropy, which is, if you've taken a thermodynamics course, please forget what you learned there. The entropy, as it's used in the field of information theory, is a measure of the information content of a sequence of messages. Okay, as opposed to, you know, its length if you wrote it down. So the entropy of this message, this sequence of messages, is 1 bit per message. Okay, and we're going to sort of try to now get a little bit of a better handle on approximating what the entropy is in, say, the English language or a music file or something like that. And the reason we want this is because the whole communications and digital data storage revolution is based around moving lots of information around. And information is digitally stored, but the way you get the information may not be the way you want to store it or move it from one place to another. So I have my shipping pillows metaphor here. All right, suppose you have, you know, a truckload of pillows, a room full of pillows, and you want to send them home to Las Vegas. All right. But FedEx or UPS charges you by volume. You know, you take the boxes in and they measure the size of the box as well as the weight. So what do? You squeeze all the air out of the pillows and squeeze them into boxes that are as small as possible before you ship them, and then you unpack them and you fluff them up again at the other end. And you get your pillow perfectly restored to the way they were. So that's data compression. That's what we want to do. We want to figure out how to squeeze the air out of our messages so that we can store them better. And the question is, how well can you do? Note that the example I just gave, squeezing and fluffing up the pillows, is get you back the original pillow perfectly, assuming we don't worry about broken feathers. And most of the time, that's what we want. Ken talked about MP3s in the second lecture. And MP3s are a compressed form of data representation for music files. But it's not lossless. You squeeze it down, but when you play it, sounds actually very different than it sounded, or at least to those who have a good ear, before it was turned into an MP3. So that's called a lossy data compression as opposed to a lossless. So for the moment, we're only talking about lossless data compression. And the entropy, you know, those pillows, you can't squeeze them. You know, there's a minimum size box you can put them in. And the same thing with English texts or music files or whatever. If you don't want to actually lose any information in a way that you can't recover it, there's actually a minimum size file that you can make out of it. Okay, so that's what we're, that's the question is that we're after now, is how small